Hi, and welcome to another episode of the PRT podcast. Welcome to Lockerham Look.
Hey, Sandy. Hey, everybody. How are we all doing this week?
Yeah, good. I don't know if you noticed, but we're still on last week.
We're still on last week? What do you mean?
I'm still on the hunt for some villagers. I took my own plan to heart and picked up some bottles and let that decide what villager I wanted on my island to fill Colton's spot.
So you're still on whatever day we recorded last week?
Yes.
Oh no. Who were your villagers that you found that you were trying to look for then? One of them was Shep, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of them was Shep. Another one was Patty and Scoot. So I just picked up my three characters' bottles just to help, like, widen the search, because going to be quite a long time. But
that's really cool. Shep is amazing. And Patty. And who's Scoot?
I wouldn't mind any of them. Scoot's, I think he's a little jock. He's a little duck. He's so cute. He's got a weird helmet on. Oh. Yeah, I've met him on another friend's island. But I'd be happy with any of them. But I have passed so many villagers.
I've seen.
I want them all, but like villagers that everybody wants. And I've passed them by. I've kept going.
Well, if anybody wants to catch up with Sandy's journey, then she has put a picture of everybody. I think everybody.
Yeah. I've not included my duplicates, but everybody that I've met on the island so far.
So they're all on our Instagram stories. They're highlighted on our Instagram stories, so go and check it out. I noticed that your first one that you went and saw was Lolly.
Yeah, so couldn't believe it.
Pretty impressed that you managed to pass her by.
Yeah, I think because she's still on like your island, I think because she's still about, I'm not too fussed about having her on my island. Okay. I quite like having villagers that know that else has, because it's a good excuse to have people over as well, because everybody wants to meet somebody new.
Yeah. And you passed by Ketchup as well.
Yeah, I got so many early on.
I couldn't believe it. I noticed this today when we were looking through your photos that you passed by Sherb.
Sherb, yeah, I think that was yesterday.
Surely one of the most wanted villagers out there. So, any favourites?
Mint. And Roscoe, they were like within a couple of islands of each other.
What, they were some of the hardest to pass by?
Yeah, Mint's just so cute. I love her colour. She's like my rat and paper colour. And but I mean, it's a lot of old ones as well that I've had.
Oh.
Which I don't exactly like doing, because I just hate when you meet a villager you've had and they don't know you.
Yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it? And nice to see those little cute faces again, though.
Yeah.
Like Lucky and Shari and Chester, you bumped into as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I met Hazel and Rudy as well. But Hazel, I gave Hazel away, like Hazel go too early before I got like photos, I think. So Hazel, and I met Zucker, I think nearly three times. I think it was three times I met Zucker. I've not had his photo either, because I let them go too early. So I would obviously like to have them as well. So when I had met Zucker the third time, I was like, do I take him? But I kept going.
You're going to have to catch back up with like real life sometime.
I know, it's been a week. Well, actually, it's more than a week, because I was actually behind anyway, because I was had time travelled before. So. But I'll see if I can get to the 100 Nook Mile ticket, Nook Mile mark. And if I've not found any of them, I might just take 101 Island Villager.
Fair enough.
Because I can't believe I've made it so far already. I've got 75.
I can't believe you passed up so many.
I can never use 10 Nook Mile tickets, never mind 75, so. At least it's clearing out my storage as well. That's what I'm looking at it like, because I've got so many Nook Mile tickets in storage.
It's quite a slow way of clearing out your storage.
Yeah, but it's been fun, although I hate the monotony of the dialogue and through like the dodos. It's so annoying. I just wish it had the option to go home or go to another island. Like, it'd be just so simple.
That would be really handy if you didn't have to fly back and fly out again, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it's just, when you're speaking to the Dodo as well, it's like they say when you've got a Nook Mile ticket in your pocket, it just adds extra dialogue.
Yeah.
And no real... If you've got a Nook Mile in your ticket, you know you can use it. That's why you've got it in your pocket, because you want to use it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you only need to see that, like, the first time that you've got one, I guess.
It's been fun meeting so many new villagers as well. I've met a few. I just met Nana this morning, actually. She has got, like, the most amazing smile, like, laughing. I can't remember, because I just stand with them and do reactions, try to get a nice picture of them. I probably would have got through more Nook Mile tickets if I didn't do that.
That's true.
But it's been nice, and it's got something to look back on as well, especially if I'm looking for someone next time.
Hey, and we can play villager bingo with all of your photos when you're finished.
Yeah. I know, I didn't think I would even make it anywhere close to a bingo, but we might get a line out or a village, a species one.
Yeah.
Although I had a lot of cows. I'm looking for a cow.
Yeah, you did have a lot of cows.
Annoying.
The cows are cool. I haven't had a cow yet. So you're going to have to catch up with us by Sunday, right?
Yes.
If you're planning to host a fireworks party on Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to have one on Saturday and Sunday, because I've got last Sunday to do, so... More excuse to buy snacks.
Absolutely. Thanks for my snack that you gave me when I arrived, my orange lolly. I did actually buy some orange lollies in real life. I only have just thought at this minute that it might have been the Animal Crossing influence when I was doing the shopping.
Yeah. Oh, I think we spoke about this in the Discord. It influences choices without even realising it.
Yeah. And we've got a cucumber horse between us. But I don't think that you can snack on that.
No, unfortunately not. But I think it's such a cool gift to give to the villagers.
So do you think that they would only keep it out for like the 3 days and then it would disappear? Or do you think if you give them one, it will just stay out forever?
Oh, I don't know. What other seasonal gifts have we had that I would have given to people?
Christmas stuff? I mean,
yeah.
Tabby still wears her Christmas jumper, right?
Yeah, and she's had a pumpkin, like a lantern, in her house since Halloween, basically. So, yeah.
Hmm.
And I think the children's day items, the cape and the little crown, I'm sure Tabby's got some of them as well,
yeah,
on display, or she wears them, so.
It would be nice if they would just stay out for their kind of season, wouldn't it? Because
they do obviously recognise it's a different season, because they only are available at a certain time of the year.
Yeah.
So I think you'd be able to.
So the cucumber horse and the aubergine cow, they're supposed to be out on display just for 3 days this month, 13th through to the 16th.
Oh, right.
So I'd like to give them out as gifts, but I wouldn't want them to keep them out kind of longer than that.
Yeah.
But they are really cute little items, aren't they? The cucumber and eggplant.
Yeah, I'll need to get ordering them when I catch up with time.
Oh, do you need any sending?
No, I've got a couple the people had sent, but because I'll be skipping days, I'll be able to order a whole load if I need to. Because I can't gift any just now anyway, because I'm stuck on a day. So I can't even go round and speak to the villagers, like, to break up the island hopping. Because I'm just getting the same dialogue, or they're telling me to, like, oh, it's you again.
Yeah. Is this island not big enough for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Rialbi this week then?
Well, Poppy has to move just before I came over. I was absolutely devastated.
Oh. You obviously told her no.
I did. So we had her birthday last week, which was really cool. And she sent me a second photo in the post the next day as a thank you for her present. And that was really sweet.
Mm.
And what else has been happening? Oh, I finally got Willow's photo.
Oh, yeah, I seen you'd posted.
Yeah, I was over the moon.
Send pictures.
I got the usual kind of like 2 or 3 days of complete rubbish. I think I got a pocket t-shirt and then a swimming cap and then a caveman, was it caveman tank? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the next day I walked up to her and she just said something really sweet about how she really like she was so happy that she'd made such good friends on the island. And I was just thinking, oh, today's the day she's going to give me a photo then. And yeah, she gave me a photo.
Oh, that's good.
And I thought that was lovely.
But what if she has to leave tomorrow? Would you say yeah?
I don't know. Well, she came up to me today while I was waiting to come over to yours and said, hey, I've got a great new idea for a nickname for you. What do you think of Snookums? Like, no, I don't think that's great. But then really annoyingly, she's like, well, come on then, you come up with a better idea. So they really put you on the spot and you have to give them an answer right there, don't you? I can't remember what I said now. I think I said like cookie or cupcake or biscuit or something like that.
That's funny.
But I didn't fancy Snookums. I don't know. I guess I'd let her move on. There's a few people that I suppose could move now, like Willow and Megan, but like I really love them and I want them to stay. But the longer they stay, the more attached to them you get.
Yeah.
Look at Lolly. I would find it really hard to let Lolly go now. I haven't seen her much this week. She did write to me saying that she wanted to hang out more, but I haven't seen Lolly much. I've seen Ketchup a lot this week. She's been involved in everything, as usual. There was a really, really cute evening where I was looking for her to give her daily fruit. And I couldn't find it anywhere. And because of what you were saying last week about going back and looking for them in the museum again, I thought, okay, well, yeah, I'll go and have a look and see if she's there. And I found her in the bug exhibition. And Shari was in there as well. And it was just the cutest thing. It looked like they'd both gone out to the museum together. Or like the three of us had gone out on like a little day trip. I thought that was lovely.
That's cute.
So I spent ages taking pictures of them. And then Shari came and visited Ketchup as well. And Pearl. Pearl was around at Ketchup's too. So Ketchup really is like the social centre of Ray Albee at the moment.
So how does she get on with Apple then? Because they're both peppies.
I haven't seen them together. Apple is always just like wandering around, like doing her own little thing. They have like quite unique personalities considering they're both peppies. Apple is much more into like doing zoomies, and you'll always find her just wandering around, like sniffing the flowers and just being really happy to be out and about. Ketchup's definitely more into like chatting with people, hosting parties.
Yeah, I love seeing them when you hosted for the fire nights. That was so cute seeing them all out in the plaza.
The fireworks was great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was also the first time I got to come and visit. Unfortunately, I never got to host because I'm stuck in the past, but it was still good fun. We got to visit two islands.
Both of us had really cool custom fireworks. Did you like the villagers that I put up at mine?
Yeah, they were so cute. I got a couple of videos of them.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
I'll need to get some downloaded. I think I downloaded Tabby's and Coco's so far.
Brilliant.
After seeing yours, I thought, you know, I'm just going to do my own villagers. It's quite a nice for them to be in the picture as well with them. So.
Yeah, and I know it's just a complete coincidence, but when we were all hanging out, Pearl said to me, I can't help but think that the fireworks decorating the night sky are a bit like each of us. And I was like, well, you're literally correct. She said each one is gorgeous in its own unique way. Oh, that was really cute. Now I'm going to change them up this week and put some of my old favourites back in. It was nice seeing May's fireworks that had Isabel and one for Timmy and one for KK as well, I think.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah, I love the picture you had posted. Was it with you, me and Blue Bear? Well, Blue Bear's a firework.
Blue Bear, yeah.
That was a cute one.
Yeah. Oh, we all look so great in all the photos.
Yeah, was your switch as full as mine was, the photos?
Yeah.
So many, try to go through them all.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, oh, I'm taking really good pictures, but seeing it interview them, they weren't as good as I thought they were. I don't know if I'm just not timing it right or just, but it was good fun.
Yeah, it's really hard. I had about 300 photos to go through today.
I actually I was getting head boppers from Isabel.
Mm.
And she gave me the bulb one, so I rushed back to give it to Coco. And she had that alpinist dress on at the time, which was good because I quite fun, cute. Together.
Amazing.
This is like mimicking our old resident rep.
Yeah.
Look from Rialbi.
Did she wear them?
Yeah, she put them straight away.
Oh, cool.
So I've got a wee video and some pictures.
Oh.
It was actually right near the set that I gifted her them.
Yeah, I must apologise that I've just been too lazy to change out of my fireworks outfit. So I'm still wearing the same starry outfit and starry boppers that I had on last time you saw me.
Well, I've been wearing these clothes for 7 days straight as well.
Is that your island hopping outfit?
Yeah, well, technically I've not wore it for 7 days because I'm still on the same day.
I like the little camera that you've got around your neck for snapping the island pictures.
Yeah, I was going to put on my explorer outfit, but I thought it'd be quite nice just to more like a wee tourist, like when I'm taking all these pictures of all the people I meet while touring. But I probably should change.
Must be weird not having any movement on your island, like everything's staying still because you're just going back and playing the same day over and over again.
Oh, it's like horrible. Like, this is what Groundhog Day is. I can't even speak to anyone. They've already spoke to me. I can't gift anyone. There's nothing new in the shops.
Yeah.
No new visitors.
No new.
Because I've got Flick. Yeah. I got Flick on the island just now and I'm still waiting on the butterfly model that I was speaking about last week.
Oh, for Blair?
I've been stuck on the day.
Oh, how funny.
And I can't even gift her because I was thinking I'll just gift her the one that I've already got out. But I've already gifted her today.
Right.
Or last week.
Oh, dear. That's quite funny.
But
it's really unusual for you not to have either a photo or a new villager or both.
I know. So I think when I do eventually stop the island hopping, I'm going to have to like skip ahead a day, and I'm not going to skip ahead a week. I'll do it day by day. So I'm hoping I'm going to get like at least a photo or maybe a campsite visitor during those skip days.
Yeah, you'll play the days that you missed. And that might give you a bit. Yeah, you might have loads of stuff happen all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's going to do that, isn't it? And then I'll try to get organised for fireworks.
We can always do another fireworks of mine this week if you want. We've still got another three fireworks evenings to go, so don't feel like under pressure to do yours. Yeah,
no, I'd like to catch up in time, because the longer I take it, it's the more days I need to catch up on. And that might make me take a couple of days just to catch up in a whole load of days.
That's true.
And I don't know how long I can go, because I don't know how people go like with hundreds of Nook Mile tickets, because it's a bit, although I'm having fun and it's nice to meet people, it's draining, like it's taking the fun out of the game, like you see all this dialogue that I was moaning about earlier, but so I don't know if I can go much longer, but I'm proud, Jed, that I've went so far already. Yeah, that's my achievement. What did you do this year, Sandy? I spent 100 Nook Mile tickets.
Guess people do other things while they're doing it. I think that's what I've done in the past, like have a movie on or a podcast or whatever in the background and just kind of zone out and do it.
But then I try and do that and I'm just like stuck at the Dodo conversation because I'm not pressed, like, I just looked away for a minute.
It's always that.
Not look back.
When you're coming home, there's always an extra A button to press, I think. Because he's always like,
are you sure
you want to go? And you're like, yeah, I'm sure. And then he says something else that you have to press to confirm. So quite often I'll have gone and like made a cup of tea and come back and I'll still be standing on the island that I was on.
Yeah, I think I've done that because I've met 75 villagers. Well, that's including like dupes, but I have spent 76 Nook Mile tickets. I think that's what I did. I've like went to the Dodo thinking I'm leaving the island and left it, and then I came back to it, and then I've just left the island without actually visiting the island. I think that's what I've done. So I don't know, that could have been one of my villagers. I will never know.
No, don't even think that. That's a terrible thought. Don't think that. I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it's just sucker again.
Yeah, that's what it was. Although when I was island home, I think it must have been my second one, I was on Scorpion Island, and it's been over a year I've played, and that was the first time I've been on Scorpion Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I've only ever been to Tarantula once.
And did you clean up to try and make some money?
Oh my God. Because I was thinking, oh, this is amazing. Like, I got a flick on my island. I can be selling all these scorpions. No. I had get knocked out quite a few times. I was not very good at catching the scorpions. There were so many. There were just so many of them.
Oh, you just gave up.
I think I caught two. And then I was like, no, this is not worth it. Because I keep, like, going back to the Dodo plane.
Yeah, you've already got scorpion statues anyway,
right?
Yeah,
so. I was thinking more about selling them, but I don't need money either, so I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I was there and I was like, oh, I need to make the most of it.
Yeah, scorpions are worth quite a lot of money, but they are hard to catch.
I think, and it's so much harder with drift because it just kind of moves. So, like, you think you're angled right, but then you're just waiting and it kind of drifts and you hit it and then it's like missed it and then it stings you.
Who was the poor villager that had gone on holiday and ended up on Scorpion Island?
Do you know what? It was Bango, and I don't think I even shared her on Instagram because I think I had just took videos on that island and I forgot to go and grab a screenshot. But it was Bango. So she was just like walking about unfazed by them.
Actually, they don't bother you if you don't have a net out, do they? So
no, I only learned this a couple of months ago, that they don't attack you when you've not got a net out. So
I know. I wish I'd known that at the start of the game.
Oh, that would have saved me so much bother last year. Like,
it took me so long to catch my first tarantula. And I didn't know, because when you first start playing the game, you're walking around with your net out all the time because everything's new and you want to catch everything. And then all of a sudden, these tarantulas are just popping out from behind the trees and knocking you down. It's terrifying. I don't have many complaints about this game, but whoever thought to put in tarantulas, scorpions, and the worst of all, mosquitoes I am not very happy with that that person. Why would you have mosquitoes in this game? Such a beautiful game. Ruined. Totally ruined,
it's,
I say.
It's all part of the island experience.
No, I want my money back. I didn't pay to get stung by mosquitoes while I'm just standing there minding my own business.
I don't think they sting you if you move, so don't stand about.
The mozzies?
Yeah. I've hardly ever got...
They follow you, though. But they only sting if you stand still, but if you move just a little bit, you can still hear them, like, that little buzzing.
Do you think if you... carried some party poppers around with you, do you think that would scare them off? Did the mosquitoes scare off? You know, they can do that with a wasp.
I don't know.
So if you get chased by a wasp, you can pull a party popper and disperse.
No.
Yeah.
You what?
I'm sure I've seen it on Twitter or something.
You can party pop the wasps away.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I would never be quick enough to get my party poppers out, but that is great to know.
I'm going to need to try that. I'm going I haven't confirmed this, so don't take my word, but yeah.
All right, I'm going to go and shake all of your trees when we finished here.
I don't think you can get wasps when visitors are there, can you? Could you faint and stuff?
All right, I'm going home to shake all my trees then, I guess. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to go and try that now.
I don't think I've been stung by a mosquito when we've been doing fireworks, because you kind of stand still for ages the fireworks, don't you?
Yeah.
Maybe they're programmed not to come.
Oh.
On an event night.
Oh, that would make sense.
Because you still get bugs when you have people over normally, don't you?
Yeah, because obviously you wouldn't do the bug off if you didn't.
Do you get tarantulas and things when people are over?
No, I think because they sting you and it kind of obviously puts you like to another cutscene kind of thing.
So maybe it's that mosquitoes, tarantulas and scorpions are in the same kind of category and they don't show up when people are over.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to have someone over to like hold my hand all the time so I don't get bitten or stung. There was a really funny conversation between Pearl and Shari, I think it was, where Pearl was like, Shari, you've got to help me. There was like a insect in my house and I don't know what to do. And Shari was like, it's just a bug. Like, don't worry about it. Plenty of people really love bugs. And they asked me what I would do. And I said, I'd move house. And Pearl was like, oh, okay. Move house, yeah, good idea.
You should have asked one of the lazies, because they might have took them for their friends, their bug friends.
Definitely. Let's get Biscuit over to befriend them, and Biscuit will invite them over to his house. Everyone's happy. Yeah, it's great how much they love bugs, the lazies.
You know, I've never even thought to give them a bug model. I'm going to do that, like my lazy. I like to put the bugs outside their house.
Hmm. Yeah, you have the little floor bugs that you get from the bug off, don't you? Outside their houses.
Yeah, that kind of trips people up.
I wonder if they'd like a model. What do you think? Do you reckon they'd like a model, or do you think they'd like just a bug given to them?
See, I think I've gave them a bug before and they didn't react very well to it.
Oh, you had, Chester had a little bug in his house, didn't he? Because you gave him the one that's in the bamboo.
Oh, cage. Yeah, I gave him a cricket. Yeah, I gave him a live bug. Yeah, he liked
that. He wasn't that bothered.
No, he liked that. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the bug off bugs. Like the cockroach and the centipede.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I meant a live one.
Yeah, a live one. I think he didn't mind that. And that looked... I just done that because it looked nice with his
It did, yeah, house. The crate in his house.
But I don't know how other houses would look with tanks or cages.
Hmm. I did think about giving Ketchup one because she was just going on about how much she loved bugs when she was visiting the exhibit in the museum. She also said she really loved the thrill of the chase. But, and she said that she really loved being able to see them in there where they didn't run away. And I did think that she might like a bug, but I don't know if it would, how it would go in her home. Because you don't get much choice of where they go
yeah.
and what they replace.
We could maybe just put it in our garden.
Hmm.
And it's always going to be there for it to look at. Can't run away.
That's a good idea. I do really want to do some work on their gardens. I'm really not happy with the big river going up between all the houses. I think I need to have a bit of a rethink about my island design.
Are they too out the way, or do you not like, where do they congregate? Is it?
They just don't have enough space for my liking. I feel like they've got these little tiny gardens, but you can't really put much in them. You can't really decorate them too much. And yeah, like we said before, they don't hang out over there very much.
You haven't done, are you going to spread them out again, or are you just going to get rid of the river?
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of the river, I think, and I'm going to make it like a kind of plaza, like all the way up there.
Oh, nice.
Maybe with like little cafe tables and just a sort of continuation of the theme that's around the library and stuff. So yeah. It's kind of a bit like a park. It's a bit like a outdoor kind of cafe sort of thing. Just nice little spaces for congregating.
Yeah, it sounds nice. That'll be a lot of work, water terraforming.
Well, I'll be mostly filling it in, thankfully.
Yeah, that's not as bad as...
Yeah, I'm not. I still haven't finished my rivers on the east side of the island. Every time I see them, I'm just ashamed by the fact that they just sort of just put a pond on the end of a on the end of the river. I built a public toilet this week.
Oh, did you? Was that for your fireworks hosting?
Yeah. I think it's very important. So I've just built a little toilet hidden away in the woods. You can't see it unless you go and investigate. A little sink for washing your hands.
A sink? You've got a sink in your island now?
Yeah.
I remember you telling us before that you hadn't had a sink in your house or anything like that. In your Animal Crossing house.
Well, that is just for washing dishes, because I don't agree with washing dishes in my fantasy dream island life. But I do agree with washing hands, and I strongly recommend washing hands, especially after you've just been and used the toilet in the woods.
Well, I'll be looking forward to coming over and getting more snacks, hence the reason for the toilet. It's just so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, snacking is very cute. I bet I don't look half as cute snacking in real life.
I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't picture. I'm sitting here taking videos of myself eating, like in game. Like, yeah. No, you don't do that in real life, especially not in front of people.
No, you're sharing on your Instagram the face after eating a donut. Oh, did I tell you about my camper this week?
No, I think I seen a picture. Was it another jock you got?
Yeah, mega arm goose.
Oh, he looks so cool though.
He looked amazing. I was a bit disappointed when I talked to him, because I kind of recognised him vaguely, but didn't know who he was until I said hello. So when I saw him, I was like, this guy looks cool. And he's got that really funky kind of like colourful Hawaiian shirt on, and he's like this big white chicken. But literally the first thing he said was, they call me Mega Arm Goose. I was like, see ya. Straight out of there. Maybe the time has come though to have another one. It's been a good long while since I had a jock on my island.
Yeah, it'd be good to have like a different personality for a change, and you can maybe I don't know if you would be interested in using gym equipment, but you don't use it. There's no other need for you to use it, but maybe if you had a villager.
Yeah, could put some outside his house.
Yeah.
Who was my last one? Was it Dom?
Yeah, I think so. It was.
Mm.
There's just so many. I love the Jock villagers. I just don't love their dialogue, but there's so many cool looking ones.
There are so many really cool ones. Yeah, I might be over it enough to invite one again soon. Mega Arm Goose. Well, I think that we should probably wrap up the podcast so you can get back to island hopping.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 25 tickets. Well, I've got more than that, but that's my limit set now, I think.
It's probably wise.
I had a good run, and we'll find out soon enough.
I hope you find one of the ones you're looking for.
Yeah, thank you. Hope so too. But either or, I'd be happy with anybody, but obviously that was just like a wee goal, just because I haven't had the need for to go and island hop for a specific villager before.
Yeah.
So I've had fun either way. But I don't think it's something I would be rushing to do again.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with it, and I look forward to seeing all the ones that you share with us. You're going to put the rest up on Instagram?
Yes, I will. I've got quite a few pictures to transfer first. I think I've had 75, but I've not posted all those pictures yet. So I think there's about 60 up just now.
It's brilliant. I've loved sharing it with you. Caroline's photo is still my favourite.
Oh, her face was hilarious.
And she's so cute anyway, yeah. And that face.
I know after I pulled that, I was like, oh, I really need her on my island. But one day, plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the time I'm going to end up with somebody in the campsite, this should enough this week with my skipping days.
Yeah, probably, so, right?
Yeah. I might be one of the ones that I was sad to pass by on. Who knows?
Yeah. Also, yeah, go and check out our Instagram. Pear Tree Podcast on Instagram if you want to catch up with Sandy's island hop and all 75 villages so far. You can also find us in all the places that you can imagine. Audio podcasts on your audio podcast apps. All our videos are on YouTube. We're on Twitter, Patreon, anywhere you might expect. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to carry on chatting about Animal Crossing. Thanks for having us today, Sandy.
Thanks for coming, Luke. And thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.